Hello everyone, this is Brittany coming to you live from New York City. I'm in Brooklyn right now and it is March. I'm gonna say it's month four of lockdown, America, coronavirus 2019 / 2020, because I feel like it's mostly being affected by the 2020 year, or vice versa. 2020 is being affected by it. Anywho, this is the first podcast in my doomsday podcast series of all the stresses and everything that have been going on. So I don't really know where to begin, but I mean, most of you know the beginning part already if you're living in this world right now. But maybe this is for people who are beyond this time period, who do not know. So, there was a virus that started somewhere in China, supposedly. A strain of, I want to say SARS or something. That's what people are telling me. I don't know. The point is, we're piecing all this information together right now as it comes. The more serious it gets, the more we look it up. But everybody is currently talking about it. Everybody in the media, everybody on social media, all my friends in real life, everybody who texts me, everybody who's on the phone, they're all talking about it now. Now, a month ago, it wasn't like this. We was living our lives hunky-dory, regular schmegular. But I mean, I was always a little cautious about it. I've always been a hand washer, okay? That's me. But I was going out of town for like a work trip. And I had loosely heard about this virus coming to America from overseas. Loosely hearing about it, okay? So I was going to an international convention in Austin, Texas. And I decided to get some hand sanitizer, get a lot of cough drops, just stock up on a bunch of things, eat some garlic here and there, whatever. So, you know, I was using that out there. People were just casual about everything. They were going on their regular lives. They were looking at me kind of crazy for hand sanitizer every 2 seconds. But I wasn't playing no games, so that was me then. And that was probably February or something. It was like the third week of February. Yeah, I'll say that. So everybody was still chill. And then I went to Phoenix, Arizona. People were a little more on edge. I was a little more on edge, especially being in airports. I was still washing my hands diligently. I was still busting out my hand sanitizer every 2 seconds. People still thought I was crazy. Whatever. So, flash forward to me coming back to New York. You know, it was my first time riding the subway. Now, everybody has all these masks on, these latex gloves. Some people are going to extremes. And some people are still looking at them kind of crazy for all of that, because we don't really know how much that protects against everything. But I will say, a major turning point event in America's mindset was when South by Southwest was canceled. That was like a huge freaking deal to everybody, because it's like a huge international festival that happens every year, and a lot of money is generated from that. And everybody was just like, wow, this thing must be serious if they're gonna cancel that, you know? So then everybody started to get a little more with the program of things. As that happened, they started canceling more of the jobs that I was going to, the out-of-town ones. They canceled a few of those, and it sucked, but I didn't think too much of it at the time. And mind you, all of this stuff is happening in like the span of a week or 2 weeks. It's crazy. So after that, I think the next major thing, they shut down the NBA. Okay, no more games in the NBA. They shut down the season because a player got the virus. All right. Then the next major thing, I mean, they started shutting down, like, Coachella, which is huge. That generates a lot of money for everybody. They shut down Disney World. They shut down all of Broadway. The museums, the opera. I actually had tickets to, okay, an opera next week, which I'm sad about. But yeah, so everything is basically slowly but surely shutting down, all these mass gatherings. And they're trying to get people to stay in the house and not do nothing forever, which is offsetting everybody's money, which is, I think, even bigger problem than the actual virus. Okay, because all of my work has been kind of canceled and I have nothing to do, and everybody's just in their house social distancing themselves from each other and being bored and being broke and freaking out. I personally am not freaking out that much. I'm just mostly annoyed and bored, but to each their own. I have not been to the grocery store yet. I'll probably do that today, and I'll let you know how that goes. But right now, this is where we are in America, okay? Small businesses are in despair. Freelancers are in despair. Artists of all mediums, okay? Some people are working from home, which is good for them. And that is exactly what I'm probably going to do next. Find me a little thing that I could do from home. And bada boom, bada bang. We'll see how that goes. But anyway, that is just a brief rundown of the events thus far. And I will keep you posted on any events that unfold over the next few days. Hopefully. Ugh, I won't even say hopefully, man. But just hopefully. All right, everybody, this is Brittany signing off. Doomsday podcast series. Adios. Hello, everyone, this is Brittany again, coming to you live with Doomsday podcast series part 2. Okay, so it has been a few days since my first podcast. Maybe like 2 or 3 days. So, not much has changed super drastically, except for there has been a national emergency declared by the government, which I don't know what that means particularly, but there were like state emergencies before in, I think, maybe Washington, Seattle, Washington, and New York. Because we have a lot of cases in New York. And yes, I am in New York. New York City, the mecca of all germy, dense people conglomerating at every corner of every street forever. So, I'm right in the thick of it, you could say. But this weekend I did get a chance to drive up to Massachusetts, a very remote part of Massachusetts, near the Vermont border. So I was away from a lot of people. I was very distanced from everybody. And I got to take my mind off of the madness for a little while, because my phone didn't really work at some points. And I just got away from everybody and tried to reflect on me losing thousands of dollars this month and my sicknesses probably swirling around inside of me. But, you know, whatever. And when I say sickness is swirling around inside me, I don't think I fully talked about the actual disease in my initial podcast. But the disease, coronavirus, COVID-19, what some people are also calling it, the virus, the Rona, lots of euphemisms for this thing. But I did not talk about the actual disease because, guess what? We don't know a lot of stuff about the actual disease. It's a very mysterious disease. But as far as we do know, it is highly contagious, highly communicable. So they've been telling everybody to diligently wash their hands and stay away from everybody. And also, the symptoms mimic the flu and colds and just common things that could be anything. So it's really hard to know if you have it or not. So they also say some symptoms in some people are very mild and we might not even know we have it. So who the heck knows? I might have it right now. I might have had it before. I might have been spreading it. Nobody really freaking knows anything. And that's another frustrating aspect to this whole situation. But, the world has given us some sort of guideline type of demographic range. They claim that people who are older are more susceptible. People who have compromised immune systems are more susceptible. People with heart problems, lung problems. And they also say that males get it more than females. But anybody can really freaking get it. Like, we never really know. But they did say that young children under 9, I think they said nobody under 9 has died from it. Oh, and they also said that the death rate is probably around 2%. And a lot of people recover. A lot of people in China have already recovered. Tens of thousands of people, actually. But, so, I mean, in some people's heads, it's not a serious disease. But in other people's heads, like the immune compromised people, it's serious to them. And to the older people, it's serious to them. So, it's serious to who it's serious to, and if it's serious to one person, they're saying, like, we should all take it seriously because we could spread it to them. And then that will be really bad for them, even if it is not going to hurt us that much. So we should stop being kind of selfish and think about everyone. But I think, you know, largely people of the world are selfish, and that's just how we are. And we will continue to think about ourselves and not everybody else. And that is why we are all doomed. Hence the Doomsday Podcast. But, yes. So that is a little bit of an update about the disease and the current state of affairs in America. As far as everything internationally, I think outside of China, Italy has a lot of cases. And they just had like a surge in death today, I think. So the thing is, China, Italy, and Iran had, like, the most. Now, Iran and Italy? I don't know where they got all these cases from. Were people from China, like, traveling to Italy and Iran? Like, I don't know how those two specific countries got so densely invaded with this virus. But, I mean, America might be next, actually. Because I think we are currently where Italy was about 2 weeks ago or something, and now they're in chaos and they're on lockdown, and Spain might be on lockdown, which who knows what lockdown means. But there has been speculation floating around America that they will lock down America soon and we will all just be in our houses for the next 2 to 4 weeks. That's just what I heard, but I've heard a lot of things. I've heard a lot of rumors. We've all been hearing a lot of rumors. That's all we have to go on right now is the rumors. So, I mean, I'll keep documenting them and we will just have to see where it goes from here. Currently, I am on the way back to New York City. I haven't been there all weekend, but we'll see. I haven't really been seeing a lot of social distancing going on, though. People are still living their lives, going to parties, going out to clubs, going to bars. And I get it. I want to drink my life away, too. Sure. But nobody is staying away from nobody. Everybody's still acting really regular to me. But I guess people will act regular and continue to act regular until something forces them to act otherwise. Even my best friend, like, she is a flight attendant and she's still working. She's still going on flights. And I'm like, why are people still flying right now? Like, non-essential travel. Come on. Let's stop it, everybody. Because the airports ain't checking for these diseases. They're just letting everybody go all willy-nilly, all everywhere. And if you ask me, which nobody has, I think that's the main reason this thing is spreading. Because of the traveling that people are doing. If nobody, I mean, if people weren't flying from all these countries everywhere, it wouldn't be spreading like that. So why does everybody need to go internationally? Just stay put for a minute. Okay? Anyway, those are my thoughts. Those are my notes. And this is Brittany signing off for Doomsday Podcast Series. I will see you later or talk to you later. Bye. Hello, everyone. It is me, Brittany, coming to you live again with another installment of Doomsday Podcast, Episode 3. So I forgot where I was leaving off at the last episode, but I think it was around, I'm going to say March 15th. I think that was it. And it is currently March 23rd. It is a Monday. It is an evening. It's probably about 8 p.m. right now. So I would say it's been about a week. And ever since Monday the 16th, I have not left my apartment at all. The furthest I've been out of my apartment, I went to my roof to get some sunshine. And I went to my door to pick up my grocery delivery. And my wine delivery, because I need some wine, and thank the Lord they delivered. But those are the only two times I went out of my actual apartment. But I haven't left the building since Monday. I haven't seen a human face since, I mean, like a real life human face, since I picked up my grocery delivery, which was, I want to say Wednesday. So, yeah, babe, it's like social distancing times a million, which means social isolation. Now, a lot of other people, I'm just talking about New York City right now, because New York City is technically on a lockdown ever since yesterday at around 8 p.m. All non-essential stuff is closed, so like everything except for hospitals and grocery stores right now are closed. Okay, or they're supposed to be. If you're outside for a random reason, they're gonna like maybe fine you or something. I don't know the exact rules, but it's basically a lockdown. New York is like this, California is like this. They're proposing it for a few other states, but the nation has not gotten on one accord yet, so it's still pretty all over the freaking place. And also, a lot of people aren't really staying in the house like some dummies. I don't know what is so important outside that people need to get to right now, but I feel like if everybody would just stay in the house for a minute, then we could hurry up and get this over with, because I feel like I'm on punishment, and then the bad kids are just making it longer for me, because I've been doing it, all right? Anyway, I'm eating some ice cream right now, too. Because apparently there's nothing to do at home alone by yourself but eat all day and watch TV all day and stare at your phone all day and look at everybody else doing the same nothing and being the same amount of depressed or freaked out or anxious or nervous or a myriad of other emotions. So, you know, other than that, I guess I've just been chilling, but it is very boring and very lonely. But like I was going to say, a lot of other people are inside with other people, like either family or significant other, friends or something, roommates maybe. But I don't have a roommate and I'm all alone. I'm by myself. It is me and my cat. And I've been talking to my cat and I've been talking to me out loud. Now I'm talking to the podcast. So, there we are. Circle of life. But, it's just a quick update for you all. I'm going to get back to eating my ice cream and talking to my cat. / myself. Maybe I'll watch some Netflix or something, or Hulu. Maybe I'll crochet. Maybe I'll try to be productive. I don't know. It's just basically me doing a bunch of nothing. It's hard to be productive when your mind is elsewhere. You know what I'm saying? But also, one thing that has been interesting that I will note People have been in need of face masks, so I have been interested in making some face masks, since that's something I could probably do with my free time that could help somebody do something. So hopefully I can get some fabric sent to me so I can make some that are appropriate for hospitals and providers. You know, I feel like I should do something, so I'll do what I can. So a million years from now, when my children's children ask me, what was it like during the great outbreak of blah, 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 then I'll say, I was helping. I was doing something. I'm doing my part. But hopefully I will do my part. And we will survive. We will all survive. Anywho, stay tuned for another update. Hope these are interesting. Okay, bye.